Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fede Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. It is December 2020. We're coming close to the end of this terrible year, but I'll tell you something that's made this year better for me. It's been doing this show with my two buddies, Grado.
Mate, I mean, come on. I mean, you hated John right at the start of this, didn't you? You didn't trust him and all that. You thought he was a bit of a...
Well, I hate everybody at the start. Mm-hmm. But it's been a great year, isn't it, for forming bonds and stuff like that.
I'm one of the boys. I'm accepted in the dressing room now. I'm one of the boys.
Yeah, you're one of the boys now. One of the boys.
Okay, right. You're one of the boys.
Things change, John. So things can change as well. So let's know. So how have you been doing, Grado, this week? You've been working hard?
Aye, just been doing radio, doing panel rehearsals, doing other bits and bobs and all that. This is probably the busiest week I've had in ages, man. But anyway, aye.
When will you be able to say, right, I'm done for Christmas?
I think the Christmas Eve.
For God's sake, mate. For God's sake. Christmas Why do you date to yourself, mate?
Because, mate, I love the hustle. I love pretending that I've got booking to booking to booking. I like to tell myself that, mate. I love that shit. I love, you know what I mean? I love moaning about being tired and being coming on here and being crabbing and stuff like that. It's just my hang, mate. I love it.
You need downtime as well, mate. That's what I want you to focus on in 2021. Is making sure you have a better work-life balance, mate. A work-life balance.
Bingo balance.
Balance is the key word of the year, I would say. Now, let's see what the punters have been saying, because we just want to keep battering on here, didn't we?
Mm-hmm, we do, come on, because we've got an exciting...
Running Royal Rumble. Yeah. Oh, we're so excited to do this. But my boss, Richie, on Twitter, fantastic username, says, "Yous were talking about Michelle Thorne's tits." That's his word, not mine. "Have you lads ever seen WWF Capital Carnage? Mike, Mera and Jacqueline versus Christine and Sable." Wow, right at the end. Can he tell if it's shoot or no? Google it. Who is this guy?
Is this
Mark Mero and Jacqueline versus Christine and Sable? Does somebody go topless at the end?
Is it not Jacqueline?
I've seen this.
Is it not Jacqueline's
boobs that come out?
Boobs come out. Aye,
Jacqueline's boobs come out.
Oh, aye, that's right. That's right.
I love the fact that my boys are actually sitting there, probably with his mates, going, "I can bash it, boys. I get my shit. I'm not sure, but I think it's a shit. Can't tell.
Unbelievable. Thanks to PR2 on Twitter, we discovered that Dundee United played the Stone Cold theme tune through the PA before the Rangers game, and he was genuinely baffled by it. So we asked you what wrestling themes should football teams walk out to. Now, Toby suggested that Inverness Caledonian Thistle should come out to Daniel Bryan's theme, as we always get called a B team, but have caused some of the biggest shocks in modern Scottish football as we thrive as underdogs. Shut up. What kind of shocks? Fuck off, man. You said one fucking fluky fucking thing. You built your whole
Super Cali Go Ballistic Celtic Arthrushes.
Built their whole history on winning one game against the mighty Glasgow Celtic, man. For fuck's sake. I know. Sorry, Toby. Have a nice Christmas. Stephen says Celtic should be Vince's entrance theme, because that's their chance of winning the league. Just to remind everybody out there that the Vince's theme is "No Chance in Hell." William says Rangers should walk out to "Dead Man Walking."
That's quite funny.
Talking last week, me writing a film based on British wrestling and Big Daddy, our regular correspondent, Andrew Dice Clay, suggested Richard Ridings, who is Alan Ashburn in the ITV television drama Fat Friends, Bernard Green in the BBC One comedy drama Common as Muck, and also the voice of Daddy Pig and Peppa Pig, should play Les Kellett. Now, this is interesting, because Les Kellett was my dad's favourite wrestler.
Aye. He's Cabana's favourite wrestler as well, and I sometimes say he's my favourite wrestler. just to copy him. But I mean, yeah. I did love Les Kelly. All right, okay. I remember this guy.
I'll tell you what Richard Ridings should be, what channel he should be on. Pornhub. Pornhub. Dick Ridings.
Dick Ridings, man.
Fucking Dick Ridings.
Fucking Dick Ridings.
But Karate Warrior 2 said, surely in the back of Grado's Gravedigger Mark Calloway AEW name, you have to do a list of WWE copyright-fearing list of shite alternate names of pro wrestlers. You know what I mean? And you guys responded when we floated that idea. Grado, see if you can get who these are.
Right, okay. Right, say it to me.
Who is the Boulder and Side?
The Boulder and Side. The Boulder. The Rockin's not, nah.
It's not a tag team. You're right, you're the first one. It's two separate wrestlers.
Rock and Edge.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Rock and Edge. Well, Japan. Who's Japan?
Japan. China.
Yes.
What?
I know.
The big man Andy has come in with Chili Baltic Mike Dallas.
Chili Baltic. Chili Baltic, Mike Dallas.
Oh, you know who it is.
Chili Baltic. So, is that Stone Cold?
Aye.
Yeah.
And Mark Dallas?
No, Steve Austin, because Steve, just Steve and Steve are Mike and Austin fuck. And Steve. Willie okay. Says AJ Fashion.
That's funny. He just says
R Fact.
R Truth.
And Large E.
Large E.
Hey, speaking of crap jokes, every week on this show, we ask you to come up with puns based in wrestling. You know, and I just want to say again, this is as one of the foremost comedians in Scotland. Yep. I want to say this is beneath me doing this, but Grado and John love them. It. They love them. Yes. This week we are getting grisly because Grado and I want to hear your murder-related wrestling wordplay.
Has this been good, John? You're kind of you're cackling, man.
Yes, it's. We might end up in some legal issues after right. this because okay. a lot of people were putting forward people that weren't actually convicted murderers. Can I just put this? They may have been convicted right, okay. by other crimes, but we've had to veto some of the names on the list.
This is right, brilliant. Okay. This is what I'm wanting. And if I'm reading these out here, remember that these do not. This isn't my opinion. I'm just reading.
Right, this isn't my opinion. I just want to clear it up.
Jason says Cactus Jack the Ripper. Stuart says New Jack the Ripper. Dunks says.
Oh no. Here we go.
Ian Huntley Hurst Helmsley.
Oh no.
It's fucking terrible. Oh, I don't know if we can do this. Jeffrey Noam Dharma. And Ian Brady Lee.
Oh no, man.
Legally, we can't repeat his other suggestions as the other people he suggested haven't been found guilty of murder.
I'll tell you them off here.
Is it OJ Styles? But anyway, OnlyFans and Horses has got in touch with, it's got to be Gaza's favourite Money in the Bank winner, Raul Motis.
Money in the Bank winner?
Guy, Otis won. Win.
Oh, right.
Pablo says Beverly Allitt Brothers, fuck me, and Trevor Jordashley Massaro.
Jordash?
Which I love because fucking Trevor Jordash.
But Trevor Jordash
was murdered. I suppose it's murder related.
That's murder related.
Richard Young says Joseph Fritzl von Erich.
Again, not a murderer, a very bad man, but not a murderer.
Not a murderer, not a murderer man.
God says Barry George.
Was he a murderer?
Barry George, the animal steel.
That he is a sin.
He did a murder.
Here's Barry George, man.
Oh my God, this is so funny. Andrew says Myra Hind, Keith Lee. Daniel says Samoa Joseph Stalin. Shank Hill Butchers and the Blade. Elijah Burke and her.
That's right. PG.
These are nice ones. These David nice says ones. York Shah Ripper. Hillbilly Jim McDonald.
Did Jim McDonald kill? Did he kill somebody in Corey?
Did Jim McDonald murder somebody?
I don't know. Was Jim McDonald? He must have been.
I don't think he did, man. He smoked fags and drank beer. That was a bit.
Janine did, though.
He slapped about Liz, but.
Janine did. Janine Abdullah the Butcher.
Oh, Janine Butcher?
Yeah. Killed Barry?
Oh, my God, Barry. She did kill. But Janine. Oh, my God, that's all right.
Jonathan suggests Ian Huntley-ta. Huntley-ta.
This is the next one is my favourite.
This is the best one. Billy says, Bible John Cena. God. Nice to Wrestler says Del Wilkes Booth. Might need Rab to sing these ones. Fuck off, man. Carol Baskin, his glory. I'm no singing. I'm no. Carol Baskin's no a murderer.
Exactly. Exactly. Legal issues.
But then he sung a
glorious. I won't give in. I won't give in. Oscar Pistorius. Oscar Pistorius. That's the fucking hell, yeah. I'm so sorry. If you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook, wow, or email wrestlingdaft@gmail.com.
That, I'm going to miss that for a couple of weeks because that was a hoot and a holler.
Every week we like to separate the good from the bad in the wrestling, the Cyberpunk 2077s for the, well, just basically any game that actually works properly. What do you want? Anything you want to bury? Anything you want to put over this week, Grado? Sorry, I've been on the way.
What do I think? Is there anything that's happened? I'm trying to think. Oh, fuck, I've just went and put snot. I've just wiped my nose with it and it's come up. Right, I don't know. No, I'm all right, mate. I'm brand new.
You're not putting out anything and you're no burying anything.
What about your life, Grado? There must be stuff that you want to bury and put over in your life.
I want to put over Buzz for Home Alone because I might be speaking to him.
I want to put over, first of all, that wee video that the WWE put out with Drew Batter in 2020. Did you see that?
I thought that was nice.
That was cool, and that was a funny wee thing. That was good. And it's good seeing Drew in that place now where he's the guy they chose to do these bits. I like that. And he's good at it. He's good at it. How do you feel about the Goldberg and Roman Reigns part?
What are you talking about? What happened there?
Well, Goldberg's talking about a talk about Roman Reigns and stuff, and there's a wee bit of kind of rumbling like, oh, is it going to be Reigns and Goldberg next year at WrestleMania and all this kind of part?
I mean, as much as Goldberg's one of my mates, I just think he's better off kind of, you know what I mean? He said, you've had your fun, Goldberg, you've had your fun, you know?
Wow.
You came back, you wrestled in front of your Wayne, right? That's cool, man.
Wow.
Hey, man.
Let's see what the punters are saying. Ben wants to put over Inside the Ropes magazine. Sometimes it's nice to have something physical in your hands that people have taken time and care over, he says. Good quality writing. And he wants to bury himself for making any sense in his put over last week. What he meant to say was that Grado should do a Kenny Omega and challenge Walter with Rab helping him out in the Don Callis role, the dream team.
I tell you what, see Walter, Big Walter, he's always been a bit of a scary cunt in real life. Do you know that? I remember years ago when he wasn't getting bookings anyway, and I'd just see him in Germany backstage, and he'd sit wearing a trackie and smoking hundreds of fags wearing flip-flops, and he didn't laugh at me. You know that way? I'm all, like, when I was in Germany, I was like trying to be fucking, how you doing? I'm looking, trying to get folk to like me, like a right prick, and he just no-sold everything that I'd done, and that intimidated me, but I liked him.
So you did all that? You did all that stuff for him, you were kind of performing for him and stuff, and he didn't like you anyway.
Aye, because I don't think I told the story, but, you know, me and Eugene wrestled in Germany, and we came back, and the promoter went, you'll never wrestle here again. And, like, Walter was beside him. It was a guy called, oh, what's his name, Jasper or Genelica, or somebody will correct me, but he says it was a lot of shite, the match, and I'm not be back, man. And I was like, fuck this, I'm not coming back anyway, you dafties.
What promotion was it, Grado?
It was WXW.
And Walter, I
won a rumble. I'm sure I won a rumble.
And Walter was standing there when this was happening.
I just smoked.
And he never said anything anyway.
No, I just was. It's as if he went. This guy came to tell us that he wasn't. We only getting booked. And you know, if it all kicks off, Walter's going to stiffness, which he probably would have.
What he said, Walter would have stiff. He would have.
No, but Walter was just his backup. You know, see if this kicks off, I'm going to tell these two that I'm not coming back. It was kind of like that. He was a bit
But in that moment, he never did anything to you anyway.
No, he never done it anyway. Oh, I got it!
I've been fucking doing it about three times.
Oh, right. Sorry,
Westy wants to put over Billy Kirkwood. He's been amazing throughout this whole lockdown experience with all the stuff he's doing.
By the way, I second that. I'll tell you what, that guy has got some
Work ethic is what you learn from me.
Aye, man, he's he does breakfast radio, he does his lockdown stuff, Facebook stuff. He's just never, he doesn't stop, man. That's somebody that loves performing. And you know what? Everybody should appreciate such a nice guy that Billy Kirkwood is, because he's a great guy.
I'll tell you something now, that's the thing.
Commentator.
He's a hard-working guy. He always has been a hard-working guy. He's a guy that is the perfect example of how to make a good living being a stand-up and the graft you need to put in to do that and stuff. And also, like you said, just one of the nicest guys you'll meet as well. You know what I mean? Westy wants to also put over Jester, Viper and Jack Stewart and your new WrestleKind charity, which is bringing joy to disadvantaged and vulnerable groups through professional wrestling, which is a great thing.
Yeah, I fully back that. Well done, Troops.
Great way to wrap up a year. It's a challenging year for wrestling, and I think it's a nice way to finish it off. Stephen wants to put over Sheamus, who's been a hoot of late. Love the work he's been putting in, being Drew's frenemy. Love their Instagram post playing an old firm FIFA game against each other. And had a good match with Styles and Raw Monday night. Great to see the big man enjoying a career renaissance. Big Sheamus always comes back, doesn't he? He always comes back. This is the thing.
I've only met him a couple of times, but first time he came, have I taken this one?
No.
And there he is, Paul McStay's biggest fan. There he is. You love Paul McStay. Oh, you love Paul McStay.
I'm a Rangers fan, Seamus. I'm only fucking with you.
Nice big guy, Seamus. When Regal took me and my wee lassie backstage at Raw, when we went backstage, and to see Noam that time, Seamus was one of the guys that came out to the kind of catering bit and kind of spotted us there and came over, saw that there was, didn't know who we were, but spotted that there was like a couple of fans in the back and made a point to come over and say hello to my daughter and stuff like that. You know what I mean? That's what it's about.
That goes a long way, by the way.
That's what being a wrestler is about. It's about saying,
stuck in her mind, you know what I mean?
Yep, there's a couple of fans in the back. I'm going to go over and I'm going to, you know. Mm-hmm. So Stephen wants to bury the news that Vince nearly booked himself in a match at WrestleMania 2 years ago against Kevin Owens. Call me mental, but I genuinely would have loved to have seen that.
That would have shot
KO and a push towards the moon. Yep. Mm-hmm. Paul wants to put over Ian Skinner versus DCT and another great ICW on the network. Love seeing Jester back as well. That's Jack Jester, who was back in action and singles action on ICW Fight Club. Also put over Kevin Nash's comments during the Goldberg Untold shitting on him. And the two of them squabbling about who should have went over at Starcade 98. It's absolutely hilarious. Paul, I agree with you. I'm a big fan of everything Kevin Nash does at the minute. I think he's a great guy. I'm all just saying that because he follows me on Twitter. On that.
Does Kevin Nash follow you on Twitter?
It does, mate.
Oh, wow.
Why? Did you say something? He likes politics and that. You're not really into politics, aren't you?
Don't follow me, mate. John Cena and all that.
John Cena followed me last week.
He followed me as well last week. Aye, must have been.
So the same day? Maybe he's just definitely wrestling dad.
Maybe he wants to. Maybe, hey. Hi, John. Maybe that. Maybe he could be coming to your wrestling bash.
Maybe
John Cena.
Maybe he fucking.
You can't see it, mate.
I was just thinking he maybe submitted Bible John Cena, no?
but remember, he did the video message for you as well. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. Distracted. Remember that? But he couldn't say my name or some shit.
Willie Jakes wants to bury Raw, and I don't just mean this week's. It needs a complete overhaul pronto, he says. He wants to pull JR for calling out cunt, stoning about hugging, waiting for somebody to do a dive. Maybe wouldn't have done it so publicly if I was him, but he's spoiling. See the dives out and the guy stoning under it, waiting to catch and all that. It's just crap looking.
It's played out. He's got a point. Fucking listen to JR, because I bet you JR probably pulls these guys up and says, man, fucking watch these spots. They should be smartened up to that. Don't fucking moan about it. Stop doing it.
JR's got a fucking cheek, though. He couldn't catch a fart if he was standing down wind, that cunt. I mean, I'm talking about. Mick wants to put over WWE Network. I think we'll take for granted how much good stuff is on there. And I absolutely agree. And Colin wants to put over Big E versus Sami Zayn. First time I've seen a Big E in for a split and for a New Day, and I'm very impressed. Also, Sami's a quality entertainer. Sami's great. I agree with you, Colin. It doesn't look like he's trying to memorise a script like the rest of them on the mic. And he wants to bury the language that he used on the run-in last week. He said it was simply unacceptable. Every second word was the F word. F this and F that. I would like to apologise to you guys and the listeners and my mum. I'm sorry, guys. P.S. Fuck Jim Cornette, he says. Colin, I didn't notice you were swearing that much. It must be because me and Grado are a couple of sweary canaries as well. A couple of real guys as a hang in. Fucking real guys, man. No, you can get me a Wrestling Daft content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. And Grado, I was just about to say, you're going to tell them all about it.
Basically, you can get me a Wrestling Daft content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. You can even get signed up for a year as a wee Christmas present to yourself. And if you do that, we're going to give you 10% off. We've set up three tiers, which you can get involved in at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. But first, a shout out to Wally, who has unadopted his panda in order to sign up to the Patreon. Did he know that last week?
I did that last week.
Yeah, I'm not sure that. Tier one is a Cruiserweight Champion. It's $4 a month. On that, you get Patreon-only chat communities, ad-free versions of all episodes, early access, random bonus content. You get the video version of the Marts podcast. You get to vote on what you want to see feature in a list of Wrestling Daft and for the Marts Fantasy Booking Island. Tier two, Intercontinental Champion, which is $10 a month. You get everything in Tier 1, as well as a video version of the podcast each week. Bonus episodes where you can get Rab on wrestling, you get the Grado It's Yourself story, and my shoot interview with Rab. Plus, there's a Christmas special, the edition of the Marks WrestleMind, the Buzz Knox, as we take on Jan and Gary, and a special Attitude Era quiz. Plus, the Marks will have Dafties of 2020. And you can join our Patreon pay-per-view parties. Producer John is thinking of doing a live one for the TLC event on the 20th, if anybody can be asked. Tier 3, World Heavyweight Champion, which is $20 a month. Everything in previous tiers, as well as a free Wrestling Daft shirt design of your choice. Plus, you get to feature on one of our shows as one of our marks. All do a running on this show. So if you fancy that and becoming one of our patrons, sign up now at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, as we would like to welcome you to the roster.
You just made the list!
Now, every week we run down a chart of something wrestling-related on our list of Wrestling Daft. We like making lists here. And this time, we offered our patrons a choice, which you could get involved in if you go to patreon.com/wrestlingdaft and become a patron. We offered our patrons a choice of two subjects here. First one was best male wrestler. The second one was best tag team. And we were quite shocked to find that people wanted to hear about best tag team by about, it was like 63% or something, John.
Yep.
63% of people wanted to hear about tag teams, which just goes to show you, I didn't realise tag team wrestling was so popular. Let me think of my top three tag teams of 2020. That's a tough one. All right, I'm going to have to just do this off the top of my head, because I'll be honest with you boys, I'm not the biggest fan of tag team wrestling. I think I've said that before. I've said it before on the show. I'm not the biggest fan of tag team wrestling, but I'll do it off the top of my head. I think my number one is going to have to be...
Well, number three first, Rab.
No, I know, but I'm trying to work it out. I'm trying to reverse engineer it.
Right.
I've really enjoyed Street Profits this year, so I'm going to say Street Profits are my number three. I'm going to say that Sasha and Bailey are my number two, and then I'm going to say my number one tag team this year is... I think it's going to have to be Kenny Omega and Hangman Page. I've loved their stuff. And it was too brief for me. It looks like it's over now. And it was too brief for me that. You might be surprised to see the Young Bucks on the end there. The style of wrestling isn't really for me. I think I've said that before as well. So, like I said, tag team wrestling isn't my thing. Let's see what the punters said. Bronze Cello is in, saying Bailey and Sasha Banks. Bailey and Sasha Banks were really rocking it at the start of the year, man. Mania 85 says the Lucha Brothers. Jason says best tag teams, Golden Role Models, Breakup, and Sasha Face Turn is exactly how that should be done. And heel Bailey is pure money. There's another vote for there too. Stevie says coin toss between the Young Bucks and FTR. Honorary mentions go to Street Profits and Best Friends. Street Profits were, I feel like I was just enjoying every match they were in this year. Scott says tag team of 2020, FTR or Kenny and Hangman. Agreed there. Ross says Drake Maverick and Killian Dane. Brilliant shout. I've loved their stuff. Didn't even think about them. Loved their stuff. There's James Crossley again with Hangman Page and Kenny Omega. Ronnie says, how about Nicola Sturgeon and Bob Bag Johnson, the deadly duo? Bit of politics there. Ronnie's opinion and not mine. I agree with his opinion about Boris Johnson. I'm not getting involved in this. S13 says Motor City Machine Guns. Louise says Gallus, NXT UK. Gordon, Street Profits. Willie really enjoyed The North and Impact this
they've
year.
They've been great, mate.
I need to Ethan catch up Page on
has,
that.
Has got over, man. You know, like them.
No, I'm just saying I need to catch up on that. I'm really no in touch with what's happening on Impact.
Even what about the report? Right, like, you must be a Motor City Machine Guns fan, Grado, are you?
I love the Motor City Machine Guns. Yep, absolutely. It was good to see him come back to TNA. That was a legit pop when he came back. But Ethan Page, man, I remember him starting his own YouTube channel about 2 years ago. We're going thinking, let's see, another guy trying to get himself out on YouTube. I've got a cheek. But anyway, he's actually done really, really well. And he's got fucking charisma oozing out his pores, the cunt.
But did you see any of Kenny Omega and Hangman Page's stuff, Grado, this year?
No. Apart from that tag team match, which went on too long.
I agree. I actually agree with you there, but I think the kind of dynamic between the two of them, particularly like Hangman Page, I've just get that there's just something about Page that I really like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And have done actually since the start of AEW. I remember when AEW started, I wasn't even really that sure who he was, to be honest. I hadn't really seen him. And I think I'm excited about that guy.
It was a Jerry Cowboy gimmick that you were with Hangman Page, wasn't it? It was just like you thought, not another gimmick thing, but he's really good.
They've added a lot of sides to him since then. And I think a lot of that tag team stuff really helped with that. John says Street Profits, and DJ says it's Grado and Rab. That's me and Grado.
Holy fuck. Sorry. What? What's happening? This guy's just booked fucking Ryan Kent for diving and then, oh my God, this referee's a replacement. He watches back, sorry, boss.
Mate, hold on, wait a minute. This isn't football daft, mate.
Sorry, mate.
Don't you be fouling up the greatest sport in the world, apart from basketball, with your football.
Sorry,
chat.
Mate, I know. Woo! Right, listen, it's important to keep your internet privacy settings strong, right? You need to keep them strong. You need to use a VPN because... Basically, using internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and no shutting the door, right? Why does everybody need a VPN? Well, because internet service providers like BT or Sky, they can every single visit that your website. ISPs in the UK, they're required by law to store all your metadata for the last year. So ExpressVPN, right, it creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so that your online activity can't be seen by anybody. It's as easy is shutting that bathroom door. Fire up the app and click the one button. It's rated number one by CNET, Wired, The Verge, and it works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everybody who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Well, listen, ExpressVPN has been an absolute game changer for me, Rab, and I'm telling you, everybody should secure their online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/wrestling today. That's expressvpn.com/wrestling, and you can get an extra 3 months free. expressvpn.com/wrestling. Sign up now.
Well, now it's time for our road story, our wrestling daft road story. Imagine you were a wrestler on the way back for a show and you wanted to pop the boys with a story. What's the one story you could tell that would put you over? Well, me and Grado are jumping in the motor the new and we want to tell your story. So let's open up and get this car started.
Let's do it.
Got your seatbelt on there, mate?
Aye, I've got my seatbelt on.
What are you eating? What are you eating tonight?
Tonight I am going to get myself, if we can still bath, I want a double quarter pounder with 6 chicken nuggets, cinnamon flooring, just like a chicken.
Don't you worry about that, mate. Don't you worry about that. We're going to meet a few people for some burgers. Remember Ivory?
Ivory's going to be there.
Ivory's going to be there. Do you remember the Blue Meanie?
Oh, big blue.
He's not coming. He's an asshole. He's not coming. But I'll tell you who is coming. One of the best workers that I've ever worked with, certainly. One Bingo Balance is going to come along for a burger tonight.
Oh, get in there, man. I'm not seeing him in fucking ages, mate.
So, I want to tell you a wee story, by the way, while we're on the road. It's going to take us a few minutes to get there. I don't want to just take a left here. So, let me tell you this, right? See, when I was in uni, right, years ago, going back a few years here, mate, there was a lassie that lived on the same street as me, right? And her name was Catherine Kennedy.
Right.
And she was kind of, she was all right looking, right? She was pretty good looking, but she was a good laugh, definitely, you know what I mean? Now, I was a young man, I didn't mind making a tit of myself, mate, you know what I mean? So whenever I saw her, I'd shout, Kennedy! Right? And she'd shout my surname back, right? And she'd have no idea what was going on, obviously, right? This was 06, 07, at the height of Mr. Kennedy, right? So this went on a few months, and on a night out, right? One night we kind of go together, kind of get half each other, right? Winched a wee bit. And I went back to hers, right? I'm hanging myself, things are going to be kicking off here. Finally, I've put a graft in. I'm going to get my just desserts. And this is when I thought it would be a great time to explain why I always shout her name. I explained it to her and she just didn't get it, so I ended up just spending ages fucking searching on her computer for videos of Mr. Kennedy promos to show her, mate. Obviously it turned out nothing fucking happened because of that, didn't I? No. She never spoke to me again after that. It's goes to show you, mate, you need to watch when you're talking to the normal people around, you know what I mean, about the wrestling stuff. I'll let me just pull you in here. Maybe we should give Lumi a phone and invite him on. That story, of course, was not anything that happened to me. It was actually something that happened to Mick Bash. Mick Bash, thanks for sending in that story. I was a young man way before Mr. Kennedy was about, to be honest. Nice stuff, innit? That's nice stuff. So thanks for that road story. Get your road stories in. We want to hear more of these road stories. Make them as long as you like. Hey, you know, Christmas isn't far away now. It's right around the corner.
Oh, my God, man. Rangers have scored a disallowed goal. Are you kidding me? On? It was fucking in. This is mental.
Redo, I'm trying to do a merchandise read.
Fucking mental. Sorry, mate.
Christmas is not far away, so why not buy the loved one in your life a Wrestling Daft t-shirt? And now we've got brand new designs, including the markers here, with a picture of the Wrestling Daft belt, Wrestling's Kid On, which is a great one, and the immortal quote from the immortal Hulk Hogan, "Good night, Hulkamaniacs and jabroni marks without a life. I don't know it's a work when you work a work and work yourself into a shoot marks on a t-shirt." Not only that, we have hoodies, face masks, phone covers, trucker caps, bum bags and aprons at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft, no backslashes. You will find other designs there as well, such as Alexa, who's Graham Steely, I'm a Mark, Crud, Chips, Cheese and Donner Meat, and I'm a Wrestler Tay. So check out our range at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft now, or check out the links on our Facebook page or Twitter at Wrestling Daft and get yourself some delicious Wrestling Daft merch for 2021. And now it's time for a historic event on your Wrestling Daft. It is the first ever annual run-in Royal Rumble. We are going to have multiple run-ins. We are going to get some patter out of them, and if their patter isn't good enough, if they're boring, me and Grado, two of the best patter merchants in Scotland, they're going to get bounced over the tap rope. Who will survive? Who will stay in? Let us start the run-in Royal Rumble.
And the timer starts now. A new competitor comes in every minute, and the first competitor coming into the Royal Rumble run-in is Dan Hubble.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Dan Hubble. Here he is, connecting to audio right now.
Are you that's doing, Danny brother? Us. He's, are you from New Zealand or Australia? I can't remember.
He's in Australia.
He's in Australia. How you doing, Dan? It's nice to catch up with you again. Welcome back to Wrestling Daft. What are you wearing? You're wearing a Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt there?
I am. Merry Christmas and all that kind of jazz.
Oh, Merry Christmas. Explain to us. Explain to the listeners, because listeners aren't a good way geography and stuff like that. What? Explain to them how strange Christmas is in Australia. What is?
Well, I've got an English background, so I used to have a roast of all the trimmings, Yorkshire puddings, the lot. But we usually top that with like prawn cocktails. The start.
Oh, he stays. I love prawn cocktails, mate. Fucking love prawn cocktail. That's my biggest thing. I like this guy. I remember him anyway. You know what?
Hold on. What do you eat now for Christmas dinner?
Aye, sorry.
I still do.
But you still have the same? Yeah. But the other people in Australia know have like a barbecue Christmas.
It's varied, but we still have the traditional stuff. Like we're a colony. Remember,
It used to fuck me off when I'd watch Home and Away Neighbours, and it would be like Christmas time in June. Like
sorry, guys, somebody else is coming in. Billy, how you doing?
Happening.
Billy, what's your thoughts on Australians?
Drunks.
Or drunks.
Trunks. How? What do you mean trunks? As in, because they're always on the beach and all that, surfboards.
Drunks, he said.
Oh, but do all these Aussies drink quite a lot, Dan?
Aye.
I'd say that's rich coming from a Scot.
Oh, here we go. USA. It's getting all that in here. How have you been, Billy? How has it been being famous?
How's fame grabbed you?
Oh, it's mad. Everybody's recognising me. It's mental.
Have you been getting autographs and all that? Have you been doing any DJ sets in campus?
Nah, not yet.
Have you opened a pet shop yet? Or anything like that?
Why would I open my pet shop?
Well, that was one of the first things I ever done, was opened a pet shop in East Kilbride. I always remember that. So have you taken a first selfie yet? What about a selfie? I'm gonna ask you for a selfie.
Nah, just cunts and work done like that. Oh, I've seen you on Facebook.
Five. Four,
many TikTok followers have you got?
3, 1.
We've got another entrant. Who is it?
Bronze Cello.
Oh. Bronze Cello's coming in.
Spicing up.
Oh my God, it's Bronze Cello. His photo there was of him with Brett the Hitman Hart. Bronze Cello, how you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How about yourself?
Really good. You're in here with Dan Hubble and Billy Gaddy are in here.
Nice to see you guys. How's it going?
Very well.
I'll say something about this. I always thought you were saying brawn, as in bronze, the colour, and I didn't read it until I got Patreon and saw it as actually Bronze Cello, as in his cello. Because of your accents, I thought you were all saying bronze, silver, bronze. I couldn't work out, what the fuck, what's this guy's name? And now I get it.
See, Billy is a nice, easy name, isn't it, to remember. Billy, are you...
No, it's actual normal. No, I'm a fuck.
Are you a Ranger supporter, Billy?
No.
We called Billy for then?
my dad's called Billy. His dad is called
your
Billy.
Dad's a Ranger supporter then?
No, my dad's a Celtic fan.
Right, your dad's a Ranger supporter then?
No, he was Italian.
Was he? Is that what you're saying? Is Gaddy Italian? That's...
Kinda. Like, I've looked it up, like, they're off Italy, but I've looked it up and it said it was like for Romania and Eastern Europe, and then it said like fucking Denmark and all that. So I don't know what the fuck this
where
is.
Where do you think Florence is for?
Italy.
Right. Oh my God, I didn't even realise that.
Don't you just forget it.
I didn't even know that. Billy, but Gaddy sounds like, do you know who Paul Gadd is? Paul Gadd? Do you know who that is?
Got an uncle called Paul Gaddy, I know him.
You have an uncle called Paul. Do you know who Paul Gadd is though?
I think I've heard the name, I don't know what it is.
It's Gary Glitter, mate. Your uncle's Gary Glitter.
Five.
I wouldn't be surprised.
3, 2, 1. What's the next one? It's Scotty Kirkwood.
Scotty Kirkwood. What a treat. Here he comes. He's coming in. Right now, the way we're working this, boys, is obviously some people are going to have to be flung out at some point.
So I'm not doing it. I'm a face.
You fucking son.
Fucking hell, man. There he is.
I've got a reason for this. My missus is a nursery teacher, so I've got to give shout-outs to the Waynes on the recording.
Hey, hold on, though. We're no nursery, though. We're no the Waynes, so why...
No, no. That's what I'm going back to.
All right, you've just took a break. You've took a break.
I took a break, aye.
Okay. Are you one of these guys that's playing Santa this year? Like I've seen loads of them.
No, they're more led to have Santa at the Christmas party. So we've got to do like a recording thing. And then she's playing it. Don't know how I got fucking roped into doing that, I'll tell you that.
So you're not allowed to have anybody sitting on your knee?
No, no.
Just your missus. You get no. Your missus.
That's just Billy's uncle, does it?
when did you stop believing in Santa, everybody?
Somebody told me at school.
Somebody told you at school, bastard. Bronze Cello, when did you stop believing in Santa?
So, Christmas Eve, quite a few years ago.
2017.
Well, I went into my living room and I seen my dad eating the mince pies and drinking the
milk. Oh, caught an act. What about you, Dan?
Probably 8 or 9 years old, I reckon. Not
sure. Oh, quite young. What about you, Billy?
So you probably thought I still believe in Santa since we were in fucking primary school last time.
I think you were in primary school. We thought 3, 2, 1. Who's in? Who's coming
it's
in now?
Next person, should we get rid of them right away?
It's who?
Stevie Roshi.
Gavin, lads.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
I'm very well. How you doing?
He's got his wee headset on. He's ready for Madonna's Naked Ambition tour. Back in there.
Yeah. He's all been playing.
I'll get the golden boobs out and all.
Rab, I saw you complain about that cyberpunk thing, and I'm pure intrigued about it, even though I'm a computer fan. Has anybody seen that shite?
Is that the bury this week, by the way?
Aye, that's going to be the bury this week, don't worry. Aye,
because I got it. 15 minutes in, the fucking thing crashed on me.
Crashing the oil, the place. Billy, have you played it?
No, but I seen you should change the size of his bobby.
You can. But you know, in real life, you can also change the size of your bobby if you just look at the right things, Billy. Grado's eating a kebab, by the way. I need to apologise for my co-host's business.
I've been
here. He's just got
Is it for the neighbour?
Is it for my neighbour? No. It's no. Did you talk about my Thai neighbour? No.
Oh, I was at Thai food. Couldn't know it was kebabs.
Aye, no. It's not. She only feeds me on a Friday and a Saturday, mate. This is for the kebab shop.
Does your neighbour bring you food?
Well, there's a Thai woman in my street, and she sells Thai food for her house. So I went down and knocked her door on a Friday and get a cut of bob for my dinner.
Did she get you a happy ending at the end?
Right, okay, that's it. Bye. Right,
who was that?
Get him out. He's on.
Who's it?
He's out.
The fucking tab rope. Get in here. There he goes. There you go. That's
it. That's ruthless.
That's how it happens. That's how it happens in the running Royal Rumble. Isn't he watch us?
Hey, Grado, I found your Australian promoter.
You're joking. The guy that fucked me over.
Just to recap,
Grado got fucked over by an Australian promoter, and Dan has found her.
One.
Well, I started doing shows again after lockdown, and they're back.
Sorry, Dan. Who's came in? It's Chris Jack. Sorry, carry on, Dan.
Yeah, so maybe you'll get a new booking, but I couldn't find his name on any of their posts, just a Linda Pullen, not a Stephen Pullen. So maybe he spent the money on your flight on something else.
Hey. You know, it doesn't matter if he's got buzz or not. Tell him he's getting a fucking kicking.
Here, listen. Another wrestler's came in. It's Chris Jack. How you doing, Jackie boy?
I'm not bad at all. How are we feeling in the lead up to Christmas here?
We're feeling good, mate. We're feeling good in the lead up to Christmas. Have you noticed Santa's in here?
I'm not excited, mate.
Oh, there he is.
Billy, what are you getting for Christmas?
I don't know. My mum says she's got some surprises, so you know.
What do you think it will be, though? What do you think it will be?
I'll tell you what it better be. It better be fucking tickets to Wembley, I'll tell you that. She's like, you can't go. And I was like, you said I could go, so.
Is anybody getting any wrestling presents? Has anybody asked for any wrestling presents?
My missus booked me up to go to LA for WrestleMania, but it's not getting fucking moved to Tampa, so that's some laugh.
Is it getting moved to Tampa, aye?
Apparently, aye.
But Tampa's good, though, right?
But I can't go to Tampa, my flights are to LA.
Oh, right, aye, right, yeah.
booked them for me last year.
Five,
four, three.
Use your reindeer.
Two.
Aye.
It's a surprise entrance on
Honky Tonk Man.
Who is it?
Here comes the big surprise in the Running Rumble.
Chris Jericho. Oh.
Who is it?
Come on, who is it?
Oh, Spike Dude!
I can't believe it, man.
I'm actually popping like fuck.
I can't believe it.
Oh my god.
Fuck, mate. Santa, thanks so much for making this happen.
I cannot believe Bingo Balance, are you there?
I'm here. I'm like, no way. I've met him a few times, so eventually I'm going to show up.
Oh my god. Oh, amazing.
We can't see your face. We need to see you on video here.
Oh my god.
I can't believe it.
Everybody needs to pop like fuck as soon as he comes on the screen, right? Everybody pop, right?
Here we go.
Bingo Balance!
Bingo Balance!
Bingo Balance!
Right.
Bingo Balance!
Grado, what's going to happen here is that Bingo Balance has got to clear the ring. He's going to, this is what we're fucking having, right?
Clear Bingo
Balance
is going,
right, Bingo Balance, who you want to get ready? Tell me who you want to get ready.
Can you see the names?
I can't see the names, sorry.
Right, we'll just let's eliminate John.
Right, I'm eliminating. Sorry, guys. You are getting eliminated by Bingo Balance.
Bingo Balance is just flinging people out of this chat. Out they go. Who else has gone? Oh, my God. Who was that?
Chris Jack, Bronze Chris Jack's gone.
Oh, Chris my Jack's God. Poor went. Chris Jack never got one. Oh, my God. Bronze Cello's away.
Santa's still in. Santa and Billy Gaddy are still remaining in here.
But so, fan.
Can you tell us, man? Can you just tell us some stuff about you? Because obviously we've been talking about you, and that kind of fundamentally came for your name jumping out at us when we were looking at the roster on which
WrestleZone.
So what can you give us a wee bit of background about your actual your career and your history? Get us up to date because the listeners are going to be interested in this.
Sure. I'm still a bit kind of baffled and bewildered with the interest, but I suppose yeah, it's, the name is unusual to say the least. I started out in 2005 in Dublin with Irish Whip Wrestling. And the bingo name was not my choice, something I kind of got stuck with, but kind of grew into it over time. I've been sort of just working pretty much consistently since then, 2005 up till probably the end of last year. This year has been kind of, you know, what the year's been like.
You've seen some shit, Bingo, then. You have seen some shit, haven't you, really?
I've seen a lot of shit.
Mate, you must have been in Irish Whip when Drew and Sheamus were there and stuff like that. Was that right?
Yeah, exactly. And Wade Barrett as well. We had guys like Pac and El Generico in as well. Tracy Smothers, unfortunately, no longer with us, but he was with us for a couple of tours. A great guy as well. And yeah, I suppose over the years, we did a couple of imports in. And that was probably the best way of learning, being in the ring with them.
And when was your last match then? You said it was at the end of last year, so what would that have been, your last match? Do you remember?
I'm pretty sure that was WrestleZone with Andy Wild and Damien in a triple threat. Right. I don't think I've wrestled since then, certainly not this year anyway, so I think that's my last match as it stands.
How good is Aberdeen, man, for wrestling? They've actually got a cool wee scene there, didn't they? Like, everybody knows all the punters know the storylines and all the good guys, the bad guys. It's a great place to wrestle, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It's probably my favourite place to wrestle. It's the type of audience I like wrestling in front of the most.
Aye.
I remember stuff that they buy into the story.
Somebody's coming in. Somebody's coming in.
Honestly, this is the best, man. I'm loving this.
Who's coming? It's Daniel McBride.
Is this for last week?
No, hello. Daniel McBride wasn't. How you doing? We can't see your face, Daniel, yet. There he is.
How you doing, Daniel? You all right?
How you doing?
Okay, guess who's in this rumble? Guess who's here?
Who?
Bingo Balance is here.
Oh, fantastic.
Grado, will you? I feel like this is something that should happen. Will you commit just now in front of these people in this rumble and the people who listen to Wrestling Daft? Will you commit to when Grado's big family wrestling show comes back at the Pavilion? Are you going to book Bingo Balance?
Fucking right, absolutely.
Are you going to book Bingo Balance and get me there as well? I'll manage Bingo Balance.
Right, here's the deal. Let's book this right now. If we can get punters in by March, I'm due to have a show at the Pavilion Theatre in Glasgow. Gravel's Big Family Wrestling Bash. Bingo, mate, as fuck. You'd love it, man. It's honestly a great crowd. We date over 1,000. It's in a theatre. It's superb, man. Let's do it. If you keep that weekend free, we'll talk after it and we'll get you and who will he wrestle, right? So we're gonna have Rab as his manager. Who could we become against? What about Crater?
No Crater.
All right, okay. All right,
sake,
okay.
Man.
Fucking hell, man.
No Crater.
Right, well,
Crater. Rab, think about that.
You up for it, Bingo? Do you want to come here?
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, get in there, man. This will be like the Wrestling Daft marquee match. This will be brilliant. John is the special guest referee.
Oh, aye. I'll sell out your show in a heartbeat. Your show will sell out like that now. I'll sell it like that. Daniel McBride is in. You have just witnessed some history there. How are you doing anyway, Daniel? You're set for Christmas?
I'm fantastic. I am all set. How are you guys? You all right?
I'm
not set. How are you set? Have you got everything sorted?
Eh? Oh, fuck, aye, I've got a wee one, man. I've got no choice but to be set.
Aye, well, I suppose that's true, isn't it, Biggie? I know.
I think you'll find I'll be arriving on Christmas Eve.
Five.
Just in case they hear this.
Three.
Right, this next guy that comes in is going to eliminate one. Three people.
Right, he needs to pick three people to eliminate.
Here he comes. Here he comes. It's Coco Scott. Oh,
this
my God.
This is Coco for last
Scott.
Week, innit?
Oh, and he is. He's good. Coco, how you doing? How you doing, brother?
Yeah!
Right, Coco.
Coco.
Coco, here's your chance. You have came in here. Can you see the other people's names?
I've just got yours. Participants, hold on.
Right. Right, there we go. Participants.
Oh, no, what's happening? Oh, bye.
Right, okay.
Right. Who do you want to eliminate? You've came in, you've stormed into the ring, you're eliminating three people. Who do you want to eliminate? Call them out.
Billy Gaddy.
Billy Gaddy is going.
Sorry, Billy.
Sorry,
Billy. Fans' favourite's gone.
Who else is going?
Who's Scott Kitwood?
Bastards.
Oh, he's going. Santa's out. Santa's out.
Scott. All the favourites are going.
That's
no, Daniel McBride.
Daniel McBride has just came in and he's been eliminated.
He's been eliminated.
This means it's just today.
Do you realise it's just left with us now and you and Bingo Balance is in the ring?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. How many more entrants have we got?
Two more. The next one's coming. Five.
The next one's coming. Here we
four,
go.
Four. Three. Two. One.
Who's in? Who is it?
It's Andy. Oh, no. Andy who?
Have we spoken to Andy before, John?
I don't know. This is a surprise entrant. It's Andy.
Andy, how you doing, mate?
How you doing,
all right,
man?
Boys. How's it going? Very Merry Christmas to you all.
It's nice.
Very Merry Christmas to
it's
you,
nice
Andrew.
To see you.
How are you?
Does anybody else know that we've got... Am I having to tell everybody that comes in that Bingo Balance is in the chat, or do they already know?
No, nobody knows that Bingo Balance is a surprise entrant.
So this is a debut here, by the way. Has Andy been on Wrestling Daft before? This is a fucking... That's a debut, isn't it?
First running, but I tweeted in a few times.
Are you Big Mad Andy?
No.
Oh, no.
No. Awkward.
Nah, sorry. No. Sorry. Sorry to let you down, guys.
Andy, you've came into the ring and everybody's kind of cleared the ring. We've all kind of rolled out of the bottom rope and rolled under the bottom rope, and you're in there yourself. You've got a wee moment and you grab a mic. What are you saying to the audience? What are you saying to the crowd?
What I'm saying to the crowd is cheers to everybody that's been listening and contributing to this podcast, because this has been a shite year, and week after week I'm rolling a bit with the content of this podcast. So thank you to you boys and everybody that listens in and contributes. And
it's my heart, man.
On the back of that, I've got a wee question for Grado.
Where you go, mate?
Actually, cheers, man. A few years ago, I was at a wrestling show in Leeds that you were wrestling at.
Right.
And you did the J-O-B to, I can't even mind her. But anyway...
Nathan Cruz?
No. Could have been. I'm going to say it's maybe Nathan Cruz or Mark Coffey, possibly.
I don't fucking job to them any of the coffees. Fuck them.
But you were... It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen at a live event.
What did I do?
End of the match, you were lying in the ring, sprawled out. Some guy came over and started holding your hand. And I was just wondering if you remembered that, and B, did you get out all right? Because it was...
I don't remember this. What do you mean? Did he actually come into the ring to help me? Was it just a fan that climbed the fence and they couldn't stop him?
There was no fence. There was just a fan that came over to the ring, put their hand in when you were sprawled out, and just held your hand for an uncomfortably long time.
Really?
Bingo Balance, has a fan ever came into the ring during at the end of a match and held your hand in the ring?
Came into the ring, yeah. Held my hand? No.
Hi. And just to clear up, Andy, I didn't get him with him. I didn't winch him or anything like that. I never got half with him. So
no. No, just... I wasn't meaning that, you tart. I just meant it. I meant if she got out of the building. If she got out of the building in one piece.
This is our last entrant. It's our last entrant. Who's it going to be?
Last entrant.
Who is it?
Jason.
It's Jason. or as it says here, Jason's iPhone is how he's listed here. Here he comes.
By the way, I fucking love this.
Milola, what's happening?
What's your dog's name? What's your dog's name?
Milola.
Oh, beautiful. Jason's in. How you doing, Jason?
All right. How you doing?
You've got a bit of a kind of Conor McGregor vibe going on there.
I'm not a dick.
I never said you were a dick.
No, but he's a dick.
So. I just said you got. He's an attractive guy, Conor McGregor, I would say.
I bet he smokes a lot of weed, and as we know for last week, I can't.
It's your cell for last week in the road story. Oh, beautiful.
Oh my god, that was a belted a story, by the way. Is this one can Dan?
No. One draw McGraw.
One draw McGraw.
I meant to send you in. My mate Stephen does actually have that as his my name in his phone. I meant to send it in. So
beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
One draw McGraw.
Well, good on you, mate. It just means you're a good guy. That you can't handle that stuff. You can't handle it. And I just want to remind any of our listeners out there that to avoid illegal substances.
Right, what are we doing here? What's what do you think, Rab? How do we...
The Christmas period. Well, here's what's happening. We're flinging everybody except Bingo Balance out. I mean, what the fuck? I mean, what, are we kidding? I mean, like, that's what's happening. Everybody's getting flung out by Bingo Balance. It's just purely what order we're doing it in.
Well, then why don't
you... Right.
Okay.
Right,
bye, Colin. Oh, he's done it. Colin's away. See you later, Colin. Who's next? Andy's away.
That was too nice, Andy. Jason, brilliant story last week. Brilliant story, but... Second to last out, mate. Well played.
Runner up, mate. Runner up.
I feel bad.
And there can be only one winner.
There's only one winner. There's going to be Bingo Balance. Can't believe it. Thanks so much, man, for coming on this and being us that surprise. We genuinely didn't know you were coming on. It's an absolute a treat. And
no, man.
Wouldn't that be a great thing to look forward to actually doing a wee bit of wrestling together in front of an audience?
Aye.
And the new year would be cracking, wouldn't it? Definitely.
Why don't we put a poll on the Patreon for who Bingo Balance should wrestle?
Let's do it.
You know, something like beautiful. That. Let's do that. Fucking
let's do it. Definitely. It. Man, thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, the only problem is, Bingo, I sometimes like to be the what's your entrance music? Because I'm a bit of an arsehole when it comes to entrance music. That's my only flaw as a promoter.
It's Maelstrom by, I can't actually remember the name of the artist, but it's some licensed dance track type thing. I'll send it on to you.
Right, okay. That could be another thing. I know. We could maybe, if you were up for it, get a poll of what he comes out to.
Anything but B-I-N-G-O, please.
I was thinking that anyway.
Definitely, don't worry. This is a start of a beautiful, beautiful friendship here. Excellent. Thanks so much for coming on, man. A pleasure, and have a great Christmas.
Aye.
You too. Happy Christmas, lads.
God bless you.
See you later,
man.
Thanks so much.
Cheers, pal. See you later on.
We're bringing it to the end of the show now. We have to pick a listener of the week, Gradle, for this.
I would say it's somebody with a pun ins for me. What do you think?
It's got to be one of the pun ins people. And I really did like that glorious Oscar Pistorius.
Aye, that was good. Bible, John Cena, Jordash, they were brilliant. You know what? Is it the last episode of the year?
Yep.
Why don't we make every cunt the fucking wrestler of the week or whatever you call it now?
Oh, mate, you can't do that. I'm not having that. You're like no cheating school. In the belt, mate. I'm not going to let you cheat in the belt. No, I'll put it to you, Grillo. Do you want Bible John Cena or do you want Glorious Oscar Pistorius?
Glorious Oscar Pistorius. Yep, Glorious Oscar Pistorius.
It's Nice to Wrestlers then. Nice to Wrestlers is the winner of the final Wrestling Daft belt. And that's it for Wrestling Daft for the year. Please rate, review and subscribe on Apple or get us wherever you get your podcast. You'll be able to hear us across the Christmas period. Some of the shows previously only available to patrons, including part one of the Grado story and It's Yourself and Rab on Wrestling. We'll be putting them out for everybody. We'll also be putting out a Best of the Year show. And talking of Patreon, if you're bored over Christmas, get on there as two brand new shows will be going up. Yes, you're going to be getting new content if you're a patron. You're not going to be alone over the Christmas period. We're going to be here. We're going to do a WrestleMind the Buzz Knox quiz with the Marks. And the Marks themselves will be looking back at the best and worst of the year with the Dafties 2020 Great Awards Show. So get on board. It's time. Get yourself prepped for 2021 for another great year of Wrestling Daft by going to patreon.com/wrestlingdaft and subscribing. And why not get yourself in the Christmas mood by buying a t-shirt or piece of Wrestling Daft merch? shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/WrestlingDaft. And thank you so much for listening over the last year, and we wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much to everybody for listening this year. I couldn't say it better myself. Thank you so much, and we'll see you in the new year. It's time to get up and out.
It's yourself, Gredo.
It's yourself.
Have a Merry Christmas. Have a very Merry Christmas. Audio Frontier.